Chapter 11. March.
Thursday, March the 3rd. The community policeman, PC Gordon, has been to warn my parents that I'm running wild with a notorious gang. He's coming tomorrow to talk to me about being a responsible citizen. Friday, March the 4th. PC Gordon is the type of person everybody likes. He said things like, "You're obviously a clever boy, Adrian." And, "Kent and his gang are losers." Later, my parents came in and said the usual things like, "He's a good boy at home," my father, and, "Barry Kent has influenced him," my mother. Saturday, March the 5th. Grandma phoned and said that everyone in the neighbourhood knew that I was keeping bad company. She made me go round for tea. I didn't want to go. But Grandma has the kind of voice that makes you obey orders. She told me that my father had been in trouble with the police in 1953. She said he was caught stealing apples. The shock nearly killed me and your poor dead granddad. I wanted to know how they had persuaded my father to give up his life of crime. She said, "Your granddad hit him with his belt." Poor dad. It explains why he's got so much anger inside him. Sunday, March the 6th. Being in a gang isn't as exciting as I thought it would be. All we do is hang around shopping centres. Sometimes I wish I were in my bedroom reading, with the dog at my side. Tuesday, March the 8th. Arrived home after a cold, boring night of shouting in quiet streets. Barry Kent knocked over a rubbish bin for a laugh. But in fact it wasn't very funny. And I had to force myself to laugh with the others in the gang. After Barry had gone home, I collected the broken glass and put it back in the bin. I wouldn't like a little kid to fall on it. I can't continue living this double life for much longer. Friday, March the 11th. Pandora Braithwaite is going out with Brainbox Henderson. I hope they'll both be very happy. Nigel says they spend all their time talking about mathematics. I've decided not to take my exams. I'm sure I'll fail them. So why waste all that time worrying? Sunday, March the 13th. Mothering Sunday. Horrible Lucas sent my mother a Mother's Day card signed Rosie. Grandma sent Stick Insect a card signed Brett. My mother sent Grandma Mole a card signed George. My father sent my other grandma a card signed Pauline. I didn't send my mother a card this year. The police have arrested Barry Kent for taking flowers from the park. He said they were a present for his mother. Monday, March the 14th. Reasons for not living. You die anyway. Life is full of torment. There is too much cruelty in the world. Exams in June. My parents hate me. I've lost Pandora. Nobody leaves Barry Kent's gang alive. Reasons for living. Things might get better. Wednesday, March the 16th. Elizabeth Broadway keeps pulling my school scarf from my neck and running away with it, forcing me to chase her. This is a definite sign that she is romantically interested in me. I can feel my hormones moving for the first time in months. Thursday, March the 17th. Elizabeth took my bag during break and ran away with it. I caught up with her in the bushes at the end of the sports field, and we spent a very enjoyable 5 minutes there. The climax was me taking off her glasses and hairpins. She looked different without her glasses and with long hair. I don't know what would have happened if the bell hadn't rung for the next lesson. Friday, March the 18th. At last, my parents have noticed that I'm out of control and aren't allowing me to go out after school. Spent the evening reading. I've written a letter to Barry Kent, resigning from the gang. Monday, March the 21st. My parents have hardly spoken to me since Friday night. They're too busy watching Rosie's development. Tuesday, March the 22nd. I've decided to leave home. Nobody will care. In fact, my parents probably won't notice that I've gone. Wednesday, March the 23rd. I'm making my preparations to leave. I've already written goodbye letters to Pandora, my parents, Bert, Grandma, Elizabeth, Baz, Nigel, and a rather offensive letter to the headmaster. Thursday, March the 24th. 5 days to go. I'm growing a beard. I've borrowed my dead granddad's suitcase. Luckily, he had the same initials as me. His name was Arnold. Grandma thinks I'm using it for a camping trip with the youth club. The truth would kill her. Friday, March the 25th. I've started packing my suitcase. I've made a list of all the essential clothes and equipment I'll have to take with me. I'll have to lower my standards and only change my socks and underwear every 2 days. No sign of the beard yet. Sunday, March the 27th. My parents spent 3 hours forcing Rosie to sit up on her own, but she kept falling down and laughing. I told my parents that her back muscles weren't strong enough yet, but they wouldn't listen. They said, "She's much more advanced than you were at the age of 4 months." They'll regret these cruel words on Tuesday. Tuesday, March the 29th. I spent the day packing and repacking. I couldn't decide what to take and what to leave behind. At 8:25 a.m, I left the house with the dog, took £50 out of my bank account, and started walking northwards. Wednesday, March the 30th. 3 p.m, Watford Gap Service Station. I'm now on the M1 motorway to the north of London. My first mistake was waiting for a lift on the southern side of the motorway. My second mistake was bringing the dog. 7:30 p.m, Sheffield. Got a lift in a lorry full of pigs. Just my luck. I'll have to be careful. Horrible Lucas lives in Sheffield. Why doesn't my beard grow? 9:30 p.m. Leeds. Listened to the 9 o'clock news, but they said nothing about my mysterious disappearance. A man has just asked me if I want to sell the dog. I was tempted, but I said no. 11 p.m. Phoned home, but they didn't answer the phone immediately, like they do in the films about runaway children. Another sign of their indifference.